the 10-mile around Bundoran. I don't have anything on that, but there was a 5K there last night, and the local interest in it was that, in terms of a winning performance, was by Teresa McGlory, Teresa Doherty, as she is now, from Finn Valley. So in the high 16, she ran there, and there was about 420 turned out on a cold enough night now in Bundoran. So well done to everybody, organisers, athletes, everybody. And it draws such a crowd to the area. And it's interesting on a week that's in it that Ballyliffin has actually sold out as well, with 1,100 athletes over the line there in terms of entries. So it's that's very, very positive in terms of road racing. Well, obviously, as you say, Chris, Roisin Flanagan is in action at 8:15 against some of the best athletes in the world, and that 3,000 metres over in Glasgow, and such a big opportunity for her, and a great niche, really, in the sense that she's lining up with the Ethiopians and the British and indeed the Americans and everything, athletes that are household names. So, you know, it's a big story, really, because and not only is she lining up there tonight at 8:15, you know, it's a story of two girls, herself and her twin sister Ailish, who went to the last Olympics, actually. Two sisters who, you know, went on scholarship to Adams State University and, you know, made the absolute very best of it, and did so well in NCAA competition, really knuckled down, trained very hard, stayed focused, continued to stay focused, and, you know, there you have it. One of them has gone to the Olympics, this girl's at the World Indoor Championships, and they come out of, you know, humble beginnings and athletically. So it is a very positive story. So, of course, we'll not expect medals or anything like that, but she's lining up, and, you know, what can we expect? Possibly, if she can run around about 15:50, somewhere around 15:50, she should be happy. Her best in and around 15:53, that's her world, her best ever, and seasonal best is about 15:58. So that's her background, and as she lines up against, as I say, some of the best athletes in the world. Today, well, this is day one of the Ulster Underage Indoor Championships, and there was a lot of Donegal athletes and a lot of Donegal athletes in the top three, but I'm going to concentrate on a number of athletes who were actually in winning positions, and then we'll bang on tomorrow to maybe tidy it all up, because but I am concentrating only on winners, because I would be here for a while if I were to go down to twos and threes, but well done to them all. But a good day for the Rosses. The Rosses club name comes up quite frequently, and these results, and it comes up in a variety of events: long jump, shot put, high jump, and they can be absolutely delighted about that, because that indicates a lot of good work being going on down there. So I'll kick off then. So what I have on top of my list is Kayla Russell from Lifford Strabane. She was a long jump winner. We had Oisin Gillespie from the Rosses, getting that Rosses story underway. He was a long jump winner, and I've said it before, he is one of the up and coming really talented athletes. Indeed, his father broke an age group record last weekend in the Connacht Championships in the hurdles. So it's in the family there, really. And then Katie O'Donnell from the Rosses, she was a shot put winner. And there was a competition here between three Donegal girls. And they all jumped 1:15 in the high jump. Rosie Brennan won it on count back. But Aveen Moss of Finn Valley and Katie O'Donnell from the Rosses, all in the same 1:15. So that's nice to see. And then Kiva McGonigal, also from the Rosses, under 14 shots. So well done there. And Eva Logue then came out later in the day and won the high jump. So a lot of Ross's success there pretty much early in the day. Then we had Adam Breen from Finn Valley. He won the 60 metres. Keelan O'Donnell from Killybegs, a walk winner. We had Dylan Corey from Olympian to the four. We had Oisin McBride, an 800 metre runner from Cranford. He had 5 seconds to spare, and he is a talented young boy. I've noted him at the school's athletics on many occasions. Yet we had another walk runner, winner from Milford, Tiernan Kerr. So well done to him, no doubt. A bit of an influence there from James Gibbons, who was an international walker many, many years ago, now very much to the fore with the Milford club. We had Oran Rogers from the Rosses as well in an 800 metres, and we had Leo O'Gara from Letterkenny. Well, she won the walk in her under 16 age group, and I have to say, she's she's a serious talent in this event. She's from Termon. She competes out of Letterkenny, and today she was just way, way ahead in the walk. So I've been kind of anticipating this, and she's coached by Sinead McConnell at Finn Valley, and you know, obviously Sinead has plenty of experience. And then another Killybegs winner, we had Mila Rose Boyle Conwell from Killybegs. She won the 60 metres. So that's just a flavour of the Donegal winners today. And as I say, tomorrow we kick back again. And of course, a lot of attention on the World Indoor Championships in Glasgow, as I said earlier, and rushing tonight. But how would you put it, controversy, I suppose, yesterday with Maudsley doing so well in that 400 metres, and then she got DQ'd. So that was very, very unusual. But, you know, I don't know, you need to be there to know the ins and outs of it. But to be honest, it seemed very unfair. But it was an absolutely brilliant performance from the girl from Newport and County Limerick. So that where maybe it's Tipperary, it's just outside of Limerick there she's from. She's coached by Gary Ryan, who was a former Olympian. And of course, young Healy was having a great run in the 1500 metres when she got bumped, and she went down about 3 yards short of the line. So look, both of them brilliant performances, but it just didn't work out for them on the day. The relay tonight, rushing Flanagan tonight, and that's where we're at on today. And we'll just pick it up tomorrow again. But tomorrow, for us locally, it's all about Dublin National Sports Centre for our Ulster Indoor Championships. And that, of course, begs the question, why do Ulster athletes have to travel to Dublin to do their indoor championships? Because there is no sufficient facility in Ulster. So in this day and age, that certainly is something that needs serious appraisal, because you know, it's just not on with the expense and everything nowadays. Travel, parents, athletes, overnights, everything, it's a lot. So anyway, good success today in Dublin, and we look forward to rushing tonight.